The State Division of Forestry says the community is safe for the time being. The northern firebreak, control over the Slopover fire, and good rainfall have secured the community enough that firefighters will leave the immediate area. Structure protections will remain in place upriver. Hotshot crews will be dispatched to the Fairbanks area fires. Pockets of the 200,000-acre fire could survive the rains and spread as summer goes on. The fire has been burning since May 31st. The wildfire southeast of Sleet Mute was tempered by heavy rains over the past 2 days. No fire activity was observed by air Sunday. The fire had burned 3,000 acres after being started by lightning on June 27th. Firefighters secured several structures and built a firebreak to protect cabins and lodges on the Halitna River. The southern edge extended to an old burn area, which halted its progress. Structure protections will stay in place, along with 8 smoke jumpers. The State Division of Forestry says that rains will keep the citizens of Southwest Alaska relatively safe for the next week or two. Historic weather patterns call for fewer lightning strikes and more moisture as summer goes on. 38 fires burned in Southwest Alaska this season. All but 2 were started by lightning. Statewide, 110 fires are still active. 414 fires have burned over 830,000 acres this year. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.